Before the break, we were talking about the lame duck legislative session. And one of the issues we touched on was the measure to overhaul Blue Cross Blue Shield, changing it from a charity to a tax-paying business. Now, considering some 2 out of 3 Michiganders have Blue Cross, this touches lots of us. Peter Luke, writing for Bridge Magazine, has been keeping a close eye on this legislation, and he joins us now. Hi, Peter.
Oh, hello, Cynthia.
So, Peter, help us understand, just for the nuts and bolts of this, how does Blue Cross Blue Shield really fit into the state healthcare picture?
Well, they're the dominant. I mean, they've got 70% market share, and in some forms of business, critical to this legislation, that they've got 100% almost. Mm-hmm. So they're obviously a big player. Most of their role is in an administrative capacity, administering self-insured plans, like for the auto companies and so on. I mean, for 70 years, they've been a benevolent trust established by the state of Michigan to be the insurer of last resort. And that was codified in 1980. And what this law does, it turns them into a nonprofit mutual. So they're no longer owned by the people of Michigan, per se. They are owned by the policyholders.
Okay. And what is the purpose of the reform legislation? Take us right down to kind of the ABCs of it.
Well, Blue Cross argued that under the Affordable Care Act, they required consistent regulation with other insurers at the state level to participate in the exchanges that will be set up, in Michigan's case, through the federal government beginning next year. And they said the regulatory framework for putting those policies onto the exchange was too cumbersome. And so right now, it's basically a fairly rigorous rate review process. And that allows for public intervention, intervention by the Attorney General, and intervention by civil service staff at the Office of Financial Regulation and Insurance. And so under this, it becomes basically a file-and-use system used by other commercial insurance carriers, auto, other healthcare insurers, life insurers, where they file a rate, and unless the commissioner disapproves, it goes into effect after 60 days.
So the Blues are saying this levels the playing field in the insurance market in the wake of the Affordable Care Act.
Correct.
Critics are worried that the more Blue Cross Blue Shield controls the market, the more it can set prices and practices of docs and emergency rooms and hospitals, and that it won't be under the same strict state scrutiny and oversight that it now has. What are your thoughts on those fears?
Well, you know, anytime you deregulate a monopoly, you know, the tendency is that the monopoly to enjoy that regulatory freedom. In what way they'll do that is unclear. There are some, there is a framework of price restraint built into the ACA in that insurers have to spend at least 80% of their revenue on care. Blue Cross, as a nonprofit, more than meets that right now. The big area of concern is with Medigap policies. 200,000 seniors in the state use it to supplement their Medicare coverage. They can apply for it anytime, and it's heavily subsidized. It's $122 a month on average.
Okay.
And rates will continue to be frozen through 2016 per a 2011 agreement with the Attorney General. After that, there's a question as to whether or not Blue Cross will even be offering Medigap policies. The old law, regulatory law, PA 350, required them to do that and set up the framework for the subsidy. The law is pretty fuzzy on that, and the key word in the new law is may. They may offer those policies. Now, Blue Cross considers Medigap to be inferior to its other main senior policy, which is Medicare Advantage, which is a more holistic policy that involves a lot of different coverages, dental, vision, preventative care, along with their standard Medicare policies. Bill Schuette warns that seniors are facing a cliff in 2016 where either the policies won't be available or rates will go up rather quickly by 66% or so.
Are there any options for seniors other than the Medigap?
Well, Blue Cross will argue going forward a lot. You'll probably see it on TV a lot, is Medicare Advantage, which is it's a type of form of policy set up early on in the Bush administration that allows for individual insurers to offer kind of broader coverage packages outside of, you know, straight basic Medicare. So they'll have those options. Now, senior advocates argue that those Medicare Advantage policies come with higher deductibles and copays and general higher out-of-pocket costs and maybe less portable than Medigap policies, which are actually, you know, Medigap is pretty good insurance. And because it's so heavily subsidized, however, and that subsidy only applies to Blue Cross, that requirement, Blue Cross has pretty much 100% of the market. And that's not a good position for an insurer to be in. So they have a point there.
Peter, who's behind the legislation?
Blue Cross Blue Shield. You know, they came into the governor's office and said, listen, you know, we need to compete on these Affordable Care Act exchanges. We need regulatory relief.
Do they have a point, in your opinion, from what you studied?
Yeah, they do. The question is, you know, a level playing field is important going forward with these exchanges. The question is, what kind of, you can go in two directions. You can bring Blue Cross down to the regulatory level of their competitors, or you can bring their competitors maybe not all the way up to where Blue Cross is right now, but somewhere in the middle. And that's what consumer advocates argued, is that, you know, it was really important to retain some ability by the Attorney General, by the public, to intervene in a rate request and slow it down and at least have public hearings and require the insurer, whoever it is, to publicly justify the rate increase they're asking for. Unfortunately, the bill doesn't include those kinds of provisions.
Bottom line, Peter Luke, it's clear it's a good thing for the Blue Cross Blue Shield side. Is it at all a good? Is this reform at all a good thing for Michigan patients and providers?
Providers actually get some relief. It's really complicated, but Blue Cross used its market dominance to extract some concessions from providers that other insurers and the providers themselves felt were unfair or unwarranted. That clears some of that up. You know, I think the whole healthcare landscape is going to change going forward for a number of reasons. Obviously, you have the Affordable Care Act. Because of that, you're going to have more people in the individual market as employers, to the extent employers drop coverage. And you have a whole boomer population that is entering Medicare now. Mm-hmm. And so in terms of Medigap coverage, the Affordable Care Act doesn't really apply. It doesn't regulate Medigap. So that's going to be an important feature of the healthcare market going forward.
Peter Luke, Bridge Magazine writer, thanks for talking with us today and providing the perspective on Stateside.
Oh, my pleasure.